Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Wouldn't mind running the show for a minute.
Yes, right?
I'm running a little behind schedule.
It's okay. That's okay. Everybody does it sometimes, and today is the day, and why not on a hump day?
Wednesday. Morning Scramble.
Scrambling just a wee bit.
Okay, I'm ready.
That's okay. Now is the time.
I haven't made eye contact with you for the last 2 minutes. I've just been looking around.
Because as we appropriately named the show, Scramble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say 80% of the time, we're good to go. About 20% of the time.
20% of the time, we be scrambling.
We're not prepared 100% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's the perfect
80-20 rule.
That's
again.
A very good, yeah.
Thank you.
Representation of how often we are scrambling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aptly named the Morning Scramble.
I tried to set you up just a little bit. I plugged in your headphones for you.
Everything was ready to go. I had to press exactly 2 buttons.
Yeah.
And we were set. Three buttons. We were set.
2.5 buttons.
Somewhere between 2 and 5 buttons. We're good to go.
I was doing that thing where I'm yelling at the computer because I'm like, I know that's my password. That, yes, it is.
I had that exact same issue at my desk this morning.
Well, the username was wrong, so I apologize to you, computer. I was yelling at you, and you know what? I was wrong.
Now, I think AI computers are developing feelings. I don't know if these have feelings. These are just your run-of-the-mill Windows computers.
I'm not going to take any chances at this point.
Don't risk it.
Why risk it?
That's a good point.
They are going to be our overlords. I've already submitted.
I think they might already be.
I think we're already there.
And you know how they got us? They got in our pocket and our purse.
Ah, we are slaves.
We're slaves to these little phones, and these are just computers.
Oh, phony. I love you, phony.
The phone is the last thing we need, right? It's everything else that's in this thing.
Can't go anywhere without it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, they are overlords.
Man, they own us. Oh, my gosh.
Just consider, I don't know what you do for downtime, but I play that silly little Disney game sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You're addicted to that thing.
Not addicted? Yeah, it's a good word. but it's like the fact that the game is commanding me to do, like, if I don't complete this task, you can't get to the next level. I am clearly beholden to that game.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's not healthy, right?
It's sick because I have a crossword game that I'll play occasionally. And if I don't play it, it like calls out to me like, hey,
it's a siren song.
Hey,
it wants to bring your ship into the rocks.
Hey, don't forget.
Yeah, we're here.
Tick, tick.
Come on.
Hey,
you're getting dumber if you don't play this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that's, hey.
It's so much. I was in
a meeting last night and I'm like, now's not the time, phony.
Too late. It wants your attention now. If you were starting a gaming company today.
Yeah.
Would the first person you hire be a computer programmer? Or would it be a psychologist, right?
Ooh.
A brain scientist that knows how addiction works, how people are motivated. I think you start there.
Ooh.
That's what these things are.
And hook them.
And then you get them.
You get them right there.
You give them a little stuff for free, and they come back for more.
I think you already figured it out.
I did. I answered my own question.
Actually, I don't need them.
I know what I need to do.
I don't need you.
I know what I need to do. And I don't know, maybe your game offers like for $1, it'll give you a clue.
Yes.
Consider as we're playing these for adults, there are people out there paying 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks a pop every time they play to do better and better. I've heard of kids accidentally buying things.
I know.
But adults realizing like, yes, I need to get to the next level now. Here's $20.
No.
That blows my mind.
Nope, I will sit through the ad.
Yeah. The ad's fine.
It's fine.
I'll sit through it by not looking at it.
I'm so annoyed, though, because then the other game looks really cool, too. Dang it.
That's how I have about 3 games on my phone right now.
So effective.
The evil overlord that's found its way into my pocket and now runs my life.
They are so good.
They're very good.
So good. Well, we'll try to stay on the straight.
How about just 2 humans doing radio today?
2 humans.
Let's try to avoid these computer things.
But I am going to try to hook you with some Z-Sleep.
Okay, give me 2. Something's going to get my attention.
And this is a little concerning. The sweetheart candies.
Yeah.
You know how they'll have like little messages on there?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when you see the little sweetheart's candy, you'll see one of the candies says, marry me on it.
I've seen that. Be mine, marry me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sweethearts just launched a hopefully jokey campaign that says the messages are legally binding this year.
No.
Luckily, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a new feature on their website where you can scan their hearts with your phone, and then you can follow through on the pledge if you want to. You scan a Marry Me heart, and it leads to a site where you can get married online.
Now, that's clever.
That's kind of cool. Cute.
I do like that.
Yeah. A move-in heart helps you hire movers.
Okay. By the way, I've never seen move-in as a conversation
that's
heart.
That's kind of like a new...
Okay.
Like, in the last, I think, 2 years. That's a very newfangled
just
heart.
Just get to the hookup heart. How does that work?
Where's the hookup? Let's hook up. A forever heart helps you buy heart-shaped gravestones. That's dark, sweethearts. That's real dark.
I like where that one went, too.
You like? Of course you do. You know what? That's just practical.
It's clever. And you know what? You should also make it plans for the end of days. For you, your end of days.
You are so...
Like, what?
It's just, it makes good sense.
It helps your loved ones not have to worry about one additional thing.
I don't know. I think it's too dark. You're like, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Cemetery plot, or are you just going to put me in a jar? I haven't figured it out yet.
I don't know if it's romantic or not, but I do think it's practical.
It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, you old romantic.
I'm going to make sure you get my ashes.
Pass.
You and me forever. Take this heart right now.
No.
Take
no.
it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I was a little shocked because I've gotten into this crazy routine. Ever since we talked about granola on yogurt.
Yeah.
Told you, I can't stop eating yogurt. Can't stop stealing my daughter's yogurt. I'm a yogurt addict.
You're hooked on yogurt.
My name is Claire, and I'm addicted to yogurt. Anyways, I'll have a yogurt each and every day.
Yep.
I come into work. I take my yogurt out of my little
satchel
bag, and I will put it in the fridge for later. But I opened the work fridge today, and wowza. What should my wondering eyes see but a vacuum-sealed bag of what? I do not know.
You were so surprised you brought me into the kitchen.
I couldn't describe it, so I said, come here.
Come look at this.
Come look at this thing. I think it might be eggs with meat chunks.
Yeah.
I think it might be meat with egg chunks. I think it might be vomit. I don't know what this is.
We have a 1 in 3 shot. Or maybe 2 out of 3.
I don't know. And then you're like, wait. There's two of them.
There were two of them.
There's two vacuum sealed bags of some sort of indescribable thing.
It looks like gag vomit.
It does.
Like if you went to the joke shop and like, I need to buy vomit because that's what we're doing these days is throwing it on the sidewalk to confuse people. That's exactly what it looked like.
It's vacuum sealed, chunky something.
And we see enough people eat around here. We kind of know people's diets and menus.
Yeah.
How do you, whatever that is, for real, how do you prepare it?
I don't know.
Is it, what's that word when you put it into like high boiling water? Is it sous-vide? It's a French.
Sous-vide?
Is somebody have a sous-vide kit?
I don't know, Sue. I don't know.
Did you notice there's also a brown paper bag behind it? It's almost like someone, what's that called when you put dog poop on someone's front step and light it on fire?
Yes! We have a joke shelf.
We have a joke shelf in our fridge.
Yeah.
Fake vomit and dog doo-doo.
It's all on the same shelf.
So that's what, so you know, if you're buying it, that's from the shelf you're buying from.
Am I being punked?
That's a good question.
It's
always fun to see who's in charge of cleaning the kitchen that week, so maybe we're being set up.
Okay.
We'll have to look around for cameras when the show's done.
But it's not our week.
I'm just looking around because maybe we're being punked by the other people who are in charge of the week.
Oh.
That's what I'm wondering.
Oh. Yeah. This could all be an elaborate setup.
Very elaborate prank.
Okay. Well, you got me. You got me.
Okay. I think I scared you. I think you thought you heard I'm quitting radio to be a teacher.
Yes, that's what I heard.
No.
Okay.
No, because what I did was so isolated. It was so much fun, but I clearly, those are heroes in those classrooms. I could not do that for what, 6, 9, 8, 10, how many months they teach? But the half hour to 45 minutes I was in Marion yesterday, I had a great time. So fun. I was contacted by Zoe and Caleb and Ms. Youngie. They've got a group going to large group speech contest in early February.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a special category that I had no existed, and it's radio broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
I did radio broadcast news in individual speech. When we did large group speech, we were not made aware of that. I didn't know this was its own category.
I didn't know that that was a category for a large group, no.
So what they do is they put together a 5 to 6 minute pre-recorded...
As a group?
Broadcast as a group.
Oh.
So we sat there...
Like they're a radio team?
Exactly.
Like us?
A little bit.
That's crazy.
But it's not as much of a show, but more like a segment. So they have to come up with the topic. They have to write it. They have to transition from one person to another. There's a commercial they have to put in there. There's a ton of things they have to meet on the grading list to get the score they want. And their goal is to go to Allstate speech.
Yeah.
Which is two Allstate speech.
Hello.
Performers.
I'd like to know who's judging them.
We know what it's like.
Sorry.
So we just sat there and we would listen to about 10 seconds. I say, stop. That word needs to have an higher, like put your voice, like take your voice up.
Yep.
Or take your voice down. Play. Stop. You need a little more pause there.
Yeah.
Play. Oh, stop. That music's a little too loud. That's what we did. And I loved every single second of it.
That's so cool.
And they
cool.
were just eating it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was in my moment.
That's so cool.
Yes.
I mean, in the biz, kids, we call it an air check. You air checked
I just
them.
Air checked two high school students.
That is so cool.
Their third person, by the way, is in Des Moines. I don't know what's going on there.
What?
I didn't want to ask. But I'm like, well, here are some notes for her. So hopefully, and they still have, so they're going to, they're using their recording equipment at the Marion Public Library.
But you can do that because it's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. And then I think they have an Allstate worthy broadcast put together. So it felt pretty good.
Go you guys.
Go Wolves.
Wow.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. 31-year-old woman has been arrested for a weekend spree filled with hate-filled vandalism to restaurants and buildings in Muscatine. Alisa Rilla Nichols Statz, arrested in Muscatine yesterday morning. Charges range from criminal mischief to harassment to ongoing criminal conduct to terrorism. 11 different victims identified along with charges. We've got two Puerto Rican restaurants, Muscatine City Hall, Muscatine Community College, the junior high, a local hotel, and two private properties. A cheerleader at the University of Iowa says he will return to cheer after an injury during a basketball game in Iowa City. This was at Carver Hawkeye during the Iowa-Minnesota basketball game. His name is Austin Beam. He was doing backflips and he hit wrong. He landed on his neck.
Terrible story.
So he had a concussion, fractured a shoulder blade, but he is improving. So he's still under some sort of concussion protocol. But once he's released from the hospital, he's back in uniform. He wants to get back on the squad and continue doing what he's doing. If the name Austin Beam sounds familiar, I take you back to September of 2023. Because when you cheer for all the sports, right?
Yeah.
He was at Kinnick. He did a backflip. His pants fell off. Do you remember
oh,
that
yes!
video?
Yes!
Same guy.
Oh, Austin.
Same guy.
Dude.
I know.
What? Yeah. Poor Austin.
Exactly. Poor. Maybe you're the guy who just claps and yells in the big megaphone.
Yeah.
I would stay with that, Austin.
Jeepers.
Just, you're on the ground. Don't flip anymore.
I mean, I can't.
You're just going to lift her up and turn her in a circle.
I can't think of any other cheerleaders who have had quite so much attention.
That's a lot. In 2-3 years
That's a lot.
Of being a cheerleader?
That's a lot.
A lot of good stories to tell, though. This thing starts horrible, but it ends quite lovely.
But don't worry. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Wait, what?
I read to the end. Everything's okay. A bulldog of all breeds, right? It's the home of Drake. It's Des Moines. I'm not going to use the word abandoned. I'm going to use the word thrown away. It was found in a garbage bag. It had been able to actually get its head out so it could breathe, but was disposed of back on December 10th, southeast side of Des Moines in a railroad viaduct. He gets taken to the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. Step one, we got to make sure he's okay. Step two, he was emaciated. So they got to get him up to health and
poor
weight.
Guy.
Then you got to foster the dog, and then you want the dog to finally find a family, right? Well, in come the Miglins. They are a foster family. That's all they do. They foster dogs, and it's basically don't fall in love.
Right.
They come in.
Right.
We train them. We socialize them, and they're on to another home. Until now, they fell in love. They gave him the name Wally.
Aww.
And now Wally the Bulldog has a new family that loves him.
That's
which is
cute.
Great. By the way, Des Moines Police Department is like, that was horrible. We are currently investigating the case.
Good.
So they're trying to find any information
they
can.
Are they going to find the person?
Yeah. And who thought it was a good idea to dispose of a dog. But that ends lovely. So got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, Howie Mandel invited Bill Burr, comedian, onto his podcast, and then awkwardly invited Billy Corgan onto his podcast as well. And there was this whole, like, they might be half brothers. And the situation just got really awkward.
You could feel that Bill Burr felt ambushed.
Yes.
There's a moment he's like, why did, I've never told this story. Why did you think you should tell the story?
Yeah, this is not.
This wasn't your story to tell.
This wasn't your story to tell. I don't talk about it. Why would I want to come on your podcast and talk about it? It was a very charged situation. It ended up being okay. Like, they finished the interview, but it was, he was obviously ambushed. He was obviously blindsided and didn't want to talk about that. He vented about it just a little bit this week on another show and talked about what he now thinks of Howie Mandel. That's true. It's like, I can't be mad at him. Howie. Okay, so it is no secret, the fact that Joker, Foile Adieu, didn't do so great. It wasn't a hit at the box office. Fans didn't like it. You and I hated it. I was just like, I don't get it, right? It was hard to understand.
It just didn't. Was just threads of ideas kind of woven together.
What was that story?
It wasn't the story I was expecting. It didn't match how cool the first one was.
Lady Gaga knows what we think, and she's not upset. She said that people just sometimes don't like some things. It's that simple. And I like to think, as an artist, you have to be willing for people to sometimes not like it. And you keep going, even if something didn't connect in the way that you intended. So she said she's not going to let fear of failure keep her from doing her thing. She said when it makes its way into your life, that can be a hard thing to get control of. It's all part of the mayhem. And nod to Lady Gaga, because Mayhem, of course, is the title of her new album, just announced, coming out March 7th.
Everything until the shameless plug, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
You got to fail, that's right.
What a very healthy thing to say, until she plugged her new album.
Sometimes you're in the jar, you can't read the label that everyone else is seeing.
Yeah.
But next five interviews, she's going to say the word mayhem just naturally.
Absolutely.
And then it's going to tie back into the album.
But I do appreciate what she's saying. That, you know, like, sometimes things aren't going to land, and she does take big swings as an artist.
Yes.
So I do respect that. Sometimes it just, like, even like the Joanne stuff. Remember when she kind of did like a little bit of the country vibe?
I remember that. She did the bar crawl tour where it's all kind of acoustic.
Yeah.
So
you do your thing and you try something different.
She has to reinvent herself all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I don't know a lot about the game itself when it comes to the Super Bowl, but what I can bring you is Fringe coverage. Super Bowl 59, licks. Now, this isn't so much licks. The Kansas City Chiefs are getting a bye week as they prepare for the Super Bowl in New Orleans, February 9th, playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Will Travis Kelce attend the Grammys with Taylor Swift?
Grammys are in L.A.?
Uh-huh.
When are they?
They are coming up
Sunday?
This weekend, this Sunday. Now, okay. They do have a bye week. However, this exact same situation happened last year, and he did not attend last year. There are a lot of practices leading up to the game.
You gotta get ready for the Super Bowl.
And Travis Kelce said in the past that his intention is to win the game.
Yes.
So if that is his intention, once again,
he's still working.
All signs point to he's probably not going to go.
I would agree.
Last March, Jason Kelce was asked, if the Eagles take on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, your brother's team, who will you be rooting for?
Because the last time they played, Jason was in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to cheer for your former team, the City of Brotherly Love? Or are you going to root for actual brotherly love?
What'd he say?
Jason? Well, as of last March, he said he's rooting for
Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yes.
Yes. The Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl over his brother Travis and the Chiefs. Jason said, I will root for the Eagles, of course, because I always want the Eagles first and foremost. He said, I will always root for Travis to have a good game, of course. He's my brother. No, I will definitely be cheering for the Eagles.
If something goes sideways, you can make amends with your one brother,
yes.
Right? But you don't want an entire town
that's
of Philadelphia.
You know what? That's just for self-preservation,
isn't it? Where cars were on fire when they won that game.
He's just preserving his own skin.
He realizes what to be a Philadelphia alum is like. You have to save Philadelphia.
Respect. He has to save himself and his family.
He gets
this
it.
Is for the safety of his
this
family.
This is purely for safety reasons.
You know what? That was wise, Jason. Very wise. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We were contacted by a mom who is facing something that she's never experienced before, which, you know what? That is a big part of parenting, that you are dealing with issues and you are doing the best that you can. One day at a time.
That's why we do Momtroversy, right?
One issue at a time.
Everybody help out everybody else.
Help out, because surely there's somebody who has tackled an issue before you. And this one is new for her. Her son has been invited to a birthday party. And on the invitation, it says no gifts. And she's like, okay, this is new for me. I've never been invited to a no gifts birthday party in my childhood. And I've never had him invited to a no gifts birthday party.
And clearly she's never hosted one, right?
No. New concept for her. She's like, I just feel weird sending him with nothing. Is it wrong to send him with a card at least?
At least send him with a something.
Yeah. I don't want to be the only one to show up and like with nothing. But I understand that's the concept. Is it wrong to send a card? Basically,
well, let's start with the world of no gift birthday parties. I didn't really know those things were real.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm actually the mom that does the no gift parties. The reason I do that is because my son has so much stuff he doesn't play with.
Yeah.
And we just want to have fun. We want his friends to come and have a good time and just have fun.
From your vantage point, though, is somebody going to try to sneak in a gift? What if you get a couple handful of just, you know, birthday cards?
Yeah, how does that make you feel
if
somebody like brings something?
It happens every time. And of course, we say thank you. You know, thanks for bringing something. You didn't have to. We obviously don't turn it away. And of course, there's the one person that brings this giant gift. Oh. And they didn't have to. And then everybody else feels bad.
Which is what you were trying to eliminate the first time.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, guys, I said no gifts. And the funny thing is, the giant gift, he plays with it for like 3 days. It's exactly what happens.
Well, it's good to hear from the party holder.
Yes.
That what these are like and why that the intentions make absolute sense.
Please understand why I said no gifts.
Yeah. Respect the rules, Claire.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, if someone does want to bring something, a card is fine with a little gift card inside. It's very discreet. That's fine. Or a card with stickers is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like discreet.
But nothing huge. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Just nothing flashy, okay?
Right. Exactly.
Keep it simple, silly. It's for a kid's birthday party.
Tasteful.
For real.
Tasteful.
For real. I love the perspective of the mom that's held one of these parties.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
And the fact that, people try to sneak stuff in all the time.
I understand where she's coming from. I got a kid that has a birthday 3 days after Christmas. It is so hard to come up with things. People ask me, like, what does she want? I'm like, well, she doesn't need anything.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try out this no gifts concept once in a while.
Why don't you do that next December and let
this
us all know how it
genius
goes.
Genius idea. I just don't know if like she'd be down with the idea.
There's also an unwritten social construct that it's like, if you do show up without a gift, and even though it says no gifts,
mm-hmm.
you have this feeling that everybody's still going to show up with a gift and you can't be the person who didn't. Even
yes.
though it clearly says don't.
Yes.
You don't want, it's weird. It's like in your head, peer pressure.
But what right? if... What if?
It's a big what if.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you approach this? Help this mom out. So her son or daughter is going to this birthday party.
Son. Yeah.
Do you bring a gift? Bring a card, even though it clearly says no gifts. How do you tackle this? Let us know. 200-1029.
I'm fine with it because kids have lots of toys.
Right.
And maybe that's what the parents think. And my suggestion is, and I have done it, is a card with a card in it that says a donation has been made in your name to, say, the Stead Family Children's Hospital.
Oh, how nice.
The Children's Miracle Network.
helping out a fellow child. Yeah, St. Jude's, that's a great option too.
How sweet.
Yeah.
Shriners Hospitals.
Great ideas.
Or another thing you can do is get like a gift card to the movie theater.
Like give them an experience for the whole family.
Or the Iowa Children's Museum.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah. So it's not there's other things than toys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, there's so simple ideas that you can fit into a card, and it's not a material item that's just going to end up in a toy box or somebody's going to step on it later and not be happy about it.
A million and pieces.
If she knows mom, have her talk to mom about this is what we're doing because we don't feel comfortable about not giving something. But if you're not wanting toys, I can understand that. Here's my thought.
Would this be acceptable for you?
Yeah. Another option is not rack your brain about it. Just call and say, hey.
Have a conversation.
What does no gifts really mean? I just want to make sure I understand.
Have a conversation.
Yeah. That makes it just like we're having right now.
Nice.
Look at that. Yeah. We'll talk it out. Hey, great ideas. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. Hey, it's Momtroversy. What are your thoughts on this no kids birthday party?
No gifts. Kids welcome. No gifts.
That's what it is, yes. What are your thoughts this morning?
Oh, I definitely ask for this when I host birthday parties. I always say your presence is a present.
Aww.
Because we just don't want a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when you have kids, you have tons of stuff. But my favorite thing that our friends have done is have their kid draw a picture or make a card.
That's nice.
And that's been the best. It's just something homemade, a little picture where they draw,
little
they scribble,
touch.
They add stickers.
I like that idea. Perfect. I think that's a sweet thing. Yeah.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
We are in the throes of Momtroversy.
Momtroversy, trying to help a mom out with a question. Her son has been invited to a birthday party. On the invitation, it says no gifts. And she's struggling just a little bit because she's never had him invited to a no gifts birthday before. And she's like, I feel wrong in sending him in with nothing in his hands. Is it okay to send him in with a card? Or is that unacceptable?
We've been asking this question the entire time from the mom's perspective.
Yes.
There are two other areas we haven't even considered. One is, what is the invitee? What is the kid thinking? Why am I not bringing a gift? And how about the kid who's having the party, who probably has gone to other parties and brought presents, but for his birthday party, no presents are coming to him?
Does he realize what's happening?
It's just a different way to look at this Momtroversy.
You know, and all the kids are taking them to other parties, but not to his. How come?
Good way to look at it.
I don't know.
You flipped this kind of on its side. I didn't consider that angle.
True. Yeah.
I'm a grandma. That's why I, you know.
Yeah.
You got grandma glasses, right?
I have tried to pass this idea over on my kid, and that is her argument. Like, no. Like, everybody else gets presents at their party. Why would I not want them?
Yep. That's so unless there's a thorough understanding between the child and the parent.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to understand.
Because kids have a definite sense of what's fair.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So nobody brought presents to mine, so why do I have to take them to somebody else's?
That's true. You'd have to have a fairly understanding child. And I don't know if every kid can grasp that concept.
It'd be tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Just another thought.
You know,
appreciate it.
That's wisdom.
That's what grandmas have.
Exactly.
Lots of love, a jar of cookies, and wisdom.
No favorites.
That's right.
No favorites.
And no favorites.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. You know what I'm hearing there is, like, that's how we did it in my day.
Yeah.
Right? It's like she's kind of questioning the trend right now of the no gift birthday party.
I was just thinking she'd be a good hugger.
She's going to have the faint smell of roses and maybe a hint of mothball.
Yeah.
Right?
And the perfect cookie recipe. Yeah.
And a Kleenex up the sleeve.
Yeah.
That's our question for Momtroversy in this particular situation. It's a no gift party for kids. What do you do about that?
So I am very much the no gift to the party mom, but I always ask for an experience instead. So instead of doing gifts or anything, if I get an invitation that says, you know, no presents, I either send a gift card for the family to go to dinner and I give it to the mom or the parent of whoever instead of the gift, just so I feel like they can experience something together as a family.
I didn't see this answer coming from a billion miles away. That's a great idea.
So it's not something given to the child to unwrap. You give it to the parent.
Yes.
So everybody's still equal on the gift side. And for this listener who's asking us for Momtroversy, you just solve the now you're still doing something question.
That's cool.
Right. And it's for the whole family instead. So it's also a thank you for inviting us. Thank you for cake, all of that.
Ooh, listener, you classy.
That's a great idea. Have you ever thought of doing a morning scramble?
Would you consider joining us for a segment called Momtroversy?
We're going to invite you over for Ben's no gift birthday party. But you can give us a gift card so we can all go to dinner.
Hey, might as well.
There it is. Perfect.
Seriously, that was like a perfect answer.
That's a great answer.
I think you just perfected Momtroversy.
Thank you. We've just solved that.
We're done. Yeah. We're done. Let's go home.
You're brilliant. All right.
Well, hopefully it helped somebody.
It will. That helped us.
That was great. Right. That was tremendous.
And I think we might be getting a dinner out of this if we keep playing our cards right. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
That's our job. Put you in a good mood before you go to work.
Yes, and we take it very seriously.
We get paid to do that.
So let's get down to business, shall we?
You mean the wheel of useless knowledge business?
Yes, sir. Good spin.
Place your bets.
Good spin.
00. Here we go.
Okay, let me know what it lands on.
I will.
I will give you a random little tidbit.
Grab from pile number 4, please.
Number four. A zeptosecond.
Stop. What?
A zeptosecond.
Is that a unit of time?
Yes, it is.
A zeptosecond?
It is a trillionth of a billionth of a second.
Somebody measured that?
Yeah, it's the smallest unit of time ever measured.
How? It's gone. Gone. How do you catch something that small?
You can't.
It's science.
It's the smallest. It's a trillionth of a billionth of a second.
That's crazy.
Who did that?
Why do we need that?
Why? How? Why and how?
Two great questions that I'm going to spend that much time considering, and I'm done. It's gone.
1 trillionth of a billionth second later. No, I don't have to say that. I could just say a zeptosecond.
A zeptosecond. Now we're on a 5.
Oh, 5. Johnson and Johnson.
Yep. Know them.
Yes. Know them. Both of them.
That baby powder's been all over my body at one point, I'm sure.
TMI. Okay.
What?
That was not the fact.
That was not the fact.
Useless knowledge. The facts don't come from Eric. They come from me.
Baby, I was a baby. I was adorable.
I thought you meant present day.
No, I'm not. Yes. Well, both.
Okay. Back to the facts. Well, while that may be true, Johnson & Johnson was founded by 3 guys named Johnson. Not 2.
Johnson and Johnson and Johnson?
It was Johnson and Johnson and Johnson.
The Tri-Johnsons.
Yeah, it was all brothers, Robert, James, and Edward.
What happened?
Johnson. But they thought that was a little bulky.
Could it have been
Johnson and Co? Like, it could have been...
Why not the Johnson brothers? Wouldn't that have been simple?
I don't know what they were thinking.
They weren't.
You guys were not thinking. Johnson and Johnson and Johnson.
And Johnson and Johnson and Johnson. That's a lot of Johnsons.
Johnson and Johnson and Johnson. Woo!
Going around and we're going to land on...
Is it landing yet?
1.
Oh.
Last story.
1. Have you ever learned about something new, like a word or a name, and then suddenly it just like keeps making an appearance in your life again? Like it just keeps popping up.
Like I'm not trying to look for it. It's finding me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is called...
That's a weird phenomenon.
It's called the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. And now the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon will keep popping up, just like the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon will always pop up, the way the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon does.
Are you telling me all day today, I'm going to be exposed to Johnson after Johnson after Johnson, Johnson after Johnson, Johnson after Johnson, Johnson, and that's part of the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon?
Correct, my friend.
Wow.
Look out! Daily Devil!
Somebody, Johnson's. Stay with 1, please.
Oh, dear. Grab your Johnson & Johnson.
Wow. Hold on to your Johnson & Johnson.
The phrase 7-year itch.
Heard of it.
It used to describe scabies. Because back before it could be treated, it lasted for 7 years. It became a metaphor for a situation with no hope or relief.
So first year of marriage, you get the itches, and then all 7, like, I got that 7-year itch. I might need to leave this person.
It became a metaphor for a boring marriage. Scabies? Came from scabies.
You know, it's a good treatment for that.
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson, baby powder.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Okay, welcome to Try Not to Laugh News with the Morning Scramble. Inspired by our friends at Marion High School, a YouTube channel, we discovered 2023. Ben, does that sound right, Producer Ben?
Ben, yeah. Check our dates.
Okay. Sometime in 2023, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They invited us in. We actually did a telecast with them. There, we read it off a teleprompter with no advance warning of what we were going to say.
They also had us doing things like, weren't you coating things in breadcrumbs?
My hands. One of the stories was that raw egg and breadcrumbs was a new moisturizer.
For your hands.
And I had to and as part of the recording, I had to apply it to my hands.
Yeah, it was a full-on demonstration.
You had to do something with chugging a can of pop.
Uh-huh.
And not burp. Well, that was their version of Try Not to Laugh News. It's one of Producer Ben's favorite things, and we didn't even know that until most recently.
We didn't know, and we were playing Truth or Dare, and that was his truth. He chose truth.
Yeah, I wanted him to put raw egg and breadcrumbs all over his body, but no, he wouldn't take the dare. He took the truth.
He wouldn't do dare. He chose truth. So his truth was his favorite segment we've ever done. It's Try Not to Laugh News.
So we've brought it back for 2025. Welcome to round number two. Producer Ben, you have one job, and it's to let us know who goes first.
Okay, well, since this is the second official Try Not to Laugh News, and we started with Claire reading last time, yep. I want Eric to read first this time.
Oh, okay. Goody, because I have prepared a story for you.
All right. Serious reading of the
Get
news.
Get serious. This is news.
Headline, whale breaks wind in North Sea. Sparking Navy alert, Russian drones were targeting British submarine. According to a report out of the UK, a mix-up involving British nuclear subs almost kicked off an international incident with Russia recently. The UK Navy was scanning for sounds of enemy activity underwater and thought they heard Russian drone subs, but after analyzing the sounds, they now think they might have been something else. They say it might have been whale farts. Whale farts.
Keep reading.
Sure, guys, it was the whales. We believe you. But if you spelt it, you probably dealt it. Whale farts. Okay. Claire, yes. Here's your story.
Okay.
And you get 3.
What's this?
I just had fun writing the ending to the story. So you read the full story.
Okay.
And then I will hand you.
And then is it choose your adventure?
Yeah. We'll have you pick a card. You ready to go?
I'm terrified.
Try Not to Laugh News.
Okay.
How do you follow up whale farts?
Family of baby born in Krispy Kreme parking lot gets free donuts. An Alabama family had no choice but to deliver their baby in the parking lot of a closed Krispy Kreme due to bad weather. Shania Bennett said she and the father of her children, Keon Mitchell, were headed to the hospital when she started feeling contractions. About a mile from the hospital, her water broke, so they pulled into the parking lot of a Krispy Kreme that had closed due to the weather. The couple's baby, Dallas Mitchell, was born before EMTs arrived. Krispy Kreme has offered the baby free donuts for a year. Donuts for a year? Just one lousy year? You try pushing a bear claw through a donut hole and see how you feel. How about donuts for life, losers? That's pretty good.
Thanks. 2 more.
Boy, the things people do for free stuff nowadays.
Last one.
How appropriate. Having a kid in the parking lot of a donut shop, considering this whole thing started with a long john and a donut hole. What?
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.